我们要进入新的一年，你兴奋吗
？Are you excited? We are in the new year right now.
Amen.
Amen.
不是很兴奋。
Not so excited, huh?
你兴奋吗
？Are you excited?
我们当然很兴奋，因为真的有神新的恩膏在我们中间。
Because God has given us, God will give us new anointing.
神要做新的事情在我们中间。
God's going to do new thing among us.
当然，我们看见我们的环境的时候，我们觉得啊，好像还是好很多的环境让我们不是很确定。
As we look at the circumstances around us, we are not so sure about this.
当你看我们现在周围的环境
，As you look at the surrounding, our surrounding,
这个世界的局势还是一样动荡嘛
？And the trend of this world is still in turmoil.
我们看见美国今年要大选呢
？And America this year could have a general election.
说真的，都不知道会什么事情会发生。
We don't know what will happen this year.
我们对今年的大选，我想大家都是一头雾水，都不知道怎么回事情。
So we don't know what is going on for this year election.
我们看见经济也是不稳定
Also the economy is not so stable
甚至我知道有些弟兄姐妹工作也很不稳定
So some of you, your work is not so stable
好像我们在很 mixed feeling 在这个时刻
So we are in 这个很复杂的思想
一方面我们觉得是有神的应许在那
On the one hand we see that there is God's promise
但一方面我们看见现实的环境
But in reality we see what we have
我发现我们基督徒生活常常就是卡在应许跟现实之间
And so our life is kind of stuck between reality and also promise
我们怎样去面对这新的一年呢
How are we going to face this new year?
今天晚上要跟他分享三个很重要你每天要选择的事情
And so three things that you need to choose every day
第一个每天要选择信心
First of all, every day you need to choose faith
要选择相信神
Choose to believe God
Amen.
Amen
为什么要相信神什么呢
What do we believe God for?
首先你要相信我们的神永远坐在宝座上他掌权
First of all, you need to believe that God is always seated on the throne. He is in charge forever.
他是坐在宝座上掌权的神
And he's the Lord who sits in throne.
Amen.
Amen.
无论环境怎么改变
No matter how our circumstances may change,
你一定要有这个确信
You need to have this assurance.
神坐在你生命的宝座上
God is seated at the throne of your life.
Amen.诗篇二十九篇第十节
And Psalm chapter 29 verse 20 tells us
这座洪水泛滥之时耶和华坐着为王耶和华坐着为王怎么样直到永远
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood The Lord sits enthroned as king forever
我们看见你需要非常确信一件事情无论我们的环境怎么改变
So you need to be sure of this no matter how our circumstances may change
无论前面有多少未知数
No matter so much uncertainty before us,
上帝拥有答案
Our Lord still has all the answers.
Amen.
Amen.
也许你我不知道前面的道路会如何
Maybe you do not know what is going on before us.
但是上帝知道
But God knows.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们就是坚定的确信，无论任何事情，神掌权
So we need to have full confidence in God that no matter what happened, God is still in control.
我们的信心一定不能够建立在环境上。
Our faith cannot build on our circumstances.
如果你信心建立在环境上，你的信心就上上下下。
If you build that on your circumstances, then your faith will go up and down.
因为环境永远会改变的。
Because your circumstances may always change.
我再说，环境永远会改变。
Your circumstances always change.
Amen. Amen. 如果你环境好。
If you have good circumstances,
不要太早高兴
and don't be too happy.
你环境很差
if you are in a bad situation,
也不要太难过
don't be too sad.
环境都会改变的
because your situation will change.
你的信心不能建立在环境上
so your faith cannot build on your situation.
那信心要建立在神自己身上
so your faith needs to build on God himself.
他永不改变
he never change.
第二你要相信什么
second, what do you believe?
你要相信神是你的大牧者
you believe that God is your great shepherd.
Amen.诗篇二十三篇第一节
Psalm chapter 23 verse 1 tells us
耶和华是我的牧者我必不自缺乏
The Lord is my shepherd I shall not be want
你要知道这是非常重要一件事情
It's a very important thing
你知道一只羊如果没有牧者
Just imagine if a sheep without a shepherd
是非常容易走迷路的
Very easily he will get lost
因为他不知道也不知道哪里有草吃有水喝
Doesn't know where to get the green pasture or the water to drink
那个豺狼野兽来 也没有人可以保护他
and the wild animals come and no one can protect him
我们看见一只羊啊有牧者跟没有牧者差太远了
so there's a difference between a sheep with a shepherd and the one without shepherd
同样做一个基督徒你要确信一件事情
so similarly as a Christian you need to be sure of this
你是有牧者的
you have a shepherd
神就是你的大牧者
God is your great shepherd
他要带领你走过一切生命中的高山跟低谷的。
He's going to lead you through your life, whether it's up or down.
有时候你会走上一些艰难的道路。
Sometimes you may go on a very difficult road.
但你只要知道你是有牧者的。
As long as you know that you have a shepherd,
你就可以不必忧虑了。
Then you don't have to worry.
Amen. 我还记得有一次我女儿小的时候。
Remember when my daughter was little?
坐在我的车上。
She was sitting in my car.
我就问她说。
I asked her.
你知道你要往哪里去吗
？Do you know where you are going?
她说不知道。
Yeah, I don't know.
那我说那是迷路了你。
Then you are lost.
她没有。
She said no.
哎，我说为什么你不知道往哪里去，又说你没有迷路呢
？Because you know where you are going, you are lost.
她说 no, 因为你在开车啊。
Because, no, because you are driving.
他知道我在开车，所以他知道他永远不会迷路的。
Because you know that I'm driving, therefore she will not get lost.
同样的，在我们生命当中做基督徒，你要知道上帝在开车。
In your life, Christians, we need to know that God is driving.
只要上帝在开车，你永远不会迷路。
As long as He is driving, you will never get lost.
Amen.
Amen.
特别当我们面对这样很多时候很不稳定的环境里面。
Especially when you face many uncertainty.
我告诉你，无论这个世界怎么在改变，你一定要宣告一件事情：我是有牧者的。
No matter how this world may change, you need to declare that I have a shepherd.
耶和华就是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
感谢主，圣经没有说大概或者也许你不会缺乏。
Bible did not say that maybe, probably.
神说你必不致缺乏。
You shall not want.
Amen. Hallelujah.做基督很清楚，你要确信，要相信，不但神掌权。
As Christian, you need to be sure of this. Not only that God is in control.
你要相信神是你的大牧者。
You need to believe that God is your great shepherd.
你必不致缺乏。
You shall not want.
第三个，你要相信什么
？That what do you believe?
你要相信神是为你开路的神。
You need to know that God is the one who made new way for you.
Amen.神为你开路的神。
God is one who made new way for you.
在没有路的时候，神要为你开道路。
When there's no way out, God can make a new way for you.
我告诉你，在生命河啊，
In、
你要知道，生命河有一个很特别的恩膏的。
In real of life, you know that we have this special anointing.
是神特别给生命河。
And it's something that God gave us especially.
你在生命河，你一定要记得这个恩膏。
You need to remember this when you're in the river of life.
那就是开路的恩膏。
And it's the anointing to open new way.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们整个教会历史当中，多少次我们走投无路
？In our church history, in so many times that we have come to a dead end,
好像没有路可走了。
Seems that there's no way to go.
仇敌都把路都挡住了。
The enemy has blocked all the ways.
忽然间，上帝为我们开路。
And suddenly, God make a way for us.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你在教会长久
，If you have been here long enough,
你应该知道我们太多的见证。
So you know so many testimony.
在人觉得没有办法的时候
，And as human being, we feel that we have no way out.
神果然为我们开道路。
But indeed, God can open a new way for us.
你在生命河
，If you are in river of life,
这个恩膏在你身上
，So this anointing is upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
你就要领受这个开路的恩膏。
You receive this anointing to open a new way.
在你人觉得不可能的时刻
，And when you feel that it is impossible,
举目仰望神吧
，Just turn your eyes upon God,
神必定为你开道
，God will open a new way for you.
所以每天第一个你要选择信心
，So first of all, you need to choose faith every day.
相信神掌权
，Believe that God is in charge.
相信神是你的大牧者
，Believe that God is your great shepherd.
相信神是为你开道路的神
，Believe that God can open a new way for you.
Amen.
Amen.
第二个选择
，And second choice.
要选择爱心啊
！You need to choose love.
要选择爱心啊
！You need to choose love.
永远不要让苦毒、怨恨来辖制你的心。
Do not let hatred or bitterness control your heart.
无论任何的环境
，No matter what is your circumstances.
我告诉你，一定要选择用加倍的爱心来对待你身旁周围的人。
You need to choose love and to treat those who are around you.
我再说，你要选择用加倍的爱心。来对待你身旁周围的人。
You need to choose extra measure of love to treat those who are around you.
今天作为基督徒，我们绝对不能够让情绪来作为我们的主宰。
As Christians, we cannot let our emotion take control of us.
反而让耶稣做我们情绪的主宰。
But we need to ask the Lord to be the Lord of our mood and
我再说
emotion.
不要让情绪做你的主。
So do not let your mood and be your Lord.
在新年的时候，你一定要记住这件事情。
New Year, you need to remember this.
不要让情绪做你的主。
Do not let your mood be your Lord.
要让耶稣做你情绪的主。
So that the Lord can be the Lord of your mood.
Amen.
Amen.
在每天生活当中，你要欢迎圣灵来。
In our daily life, you need to welcome Holy Spirit.
把耶稣的爱充满在你生命当中。
Let Jesus love fill your hearts.
我不知道每天早上起来你祷告些什么。
I don't know when you woke up in the morning. What do you pray?
你每天早上起来最需要祷告的一件事情。
And every morning as you wake up.The thing that you need to pray most.
圣灵来充满你。
Holy Spirit, fill me.
把基督的爱充满在你心中。
And fill me with the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 所以圣经说你要以耶稣基督的心为心嘛。
Bible says you need to have this mind of Christ.
腓立比书第二章第五节，保罗说你当以基督耶稣的心为心呐。
And the Bible tells us have this mind among yourself.
这是非常重要一件事情。
Which is yours in Christ. This is very important for us.
就是要效法耶稣基督的榜样。
So we need to imitate the example of our Lord Jesus.
我们能够来彼此相爱。
So we can love one another.
保罗在腓立比书提到两件事情我们要注意的。
So two things that Paul mentioned in Philippians that we need to take.
在腓立比书二章三节这里说。
In Philippians 2, chapter 2 verse 3.
要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Then you need completely humble, and so you can see other better than yourself.
我们人今天正好相反，不是吗？
And actually we do the contrary.
我们一天到晚看自己比别人强。
We always think that we are stronger than other people.
所以难怪我们一天到晚落入这个埋怨跟苦涩当中。
So no wonder every day we fall into this trap of complaint and also bitterness.
你为什么埋怨苦涩？因为你一天到晚觉得自己比别人强。
And why do you do so? Because you feel that you are stronger and better than other people.
那圣经说刚好反过来。
But Bible says this is opposite.
看别人比自己强。
You need to see other people better than yourself.
跟你朋友说看别人比自己强。
Tell people see other better than yourself.
你一定要明白我们是基督的身体啦。
You need to understand that we are the body of Christ.
我们是彼此互为肢体嘛。
That we all become body to one another.
我们每一个人都有不同的一些功能啊。
So we all have different function.
有人是眼睛。
And some may be eyes.
看得比较远。
They can see very far.
很远的都看得见。
And they can see very far away.
但看得见有什么用啊？
So what use if you can see far away?
你如果没有脚就去不了。
If you don't have a leg, you cannot go there.
你没有手就拿不到。
If you don't have hand, you cannot reach that.
你说你眼睛看得到。
But you can see with your eyes.
有什么用啊？
What use is that?
你需要你的脚。
You need your leg.
把你带到那里去。
And to bring you there.
你需要手
you need your hand,
把它拿到你手中
and so they can take it to yourself.
每一个人都有不同的功能
so everyone have different function.
我们要看别人比自己强
you need to see other better than ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
腓立比书二章第四节讲到说不要单顾自己的事要顾别人的事
and Philippians 2 verse 4 tells us not just take care of your own business but also the interests of others.
这个是我们也正好相反的
actually this is something different.
我们也正好相反
呢。We do differently.
我们一定要只顾自己的事情。
We only look at our own interests.
很少去顾别人的事情。
And not care for the interests of others.
但圣经说我们要去顾念别人，不要单顾自己的事，要顾念别人的事。
The Bible says, "Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others."
主，当我们能够彼此在灵里面帮补的时候，我们看基督的爱就显明出来。
So in the spirit, when we can help one another, then the Christ's love can be manifested.
所以我们要学习以基督耶稣的心为心啊。
So we need to have this mind or attitude of Christ.
每天早上起来就是欢迎圣灵把基督的爱充满在你心中。
Every morning as wake up, just ask God's Spirit to fill your heart.
你想想看，在你身旁周围的人，如果真的是每一个人都是存谦卑的心，个人看别人比自己强。
Just imagine those people around you if they have this humility of heart and see others better than themselves.
不单顾自己的事，而且也顾别人的事情。
Not just look at their own interests, but also the interests of others.
你想这是多么美好的事情。
Then this is such a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Amen.
那最好是从你自己做起喽。
The best is start from you.
Amen.
Amen.
不但以耶稣基督的心为心啊。
Not only to have the mind or attitude of Christ Jesus.
而且要学习为别人多走一里路。
And need to take one extra mile for other people.
主耶稣讲一个比喻嘛。
And Jesus talk about this parable.
有人强逼你走一里路。
If someone forces you to walk 1 mile.
你就陪他走第二里路。
So just walk with him the next mile.
我们看见第一里路什么是个责任嘛。
And the first mile is your responsibility.
是别人要你做的。
And something that people want you to do.
是你不能不做的。
It's something that you cannot but do it.
可第二里路就不一样。
But the second mile is different.
第二里路是你心甘情愿。
You do it willingly for the second mile.
舍己乐意为人做。
And willing to deny yourself and do the second mile.
而当你开始愿意有舍己的爱去服侍别人的时候
So if you love with this self-denial, then you can really serve others.
基督的爱就显明出来
And then the love for Christ will be manifested.
所以有人说真正的服侍是从第二里路开始
Someone say that the real ministry started from the second mile.
因为第一里路是你的责任。
Because first mile is your responsibility.
你该做的。
Something that you need to do.
第二里路却是你乐意为别人做的。
And second mile is something that we are willing to do for others.
今天虽然在我们的生活当中，不见得有人会逼我们走第一里路。
So today, maybe in our life, no one will force us to walk the first mile.
但是乐意为人多走一里路，这是确实我们应当有的心态。
But if you are willing to walk extra mile for the other people, then this is something that we must do.
当我们这样做的时候
，When we do this.
基督的爱就自然流露出来了。
And the love of Christ will flow naturally from us.
Amen.
Amen.
所以第二个，你要选择每一天要选择爱心。
So、second, you need to choose love every day.
好让基督的爱显明在我们中间。
And so that the love of Christ will be manifested.
第三件事情你要选择的。
And the third thing you need to choose.
要选择盼望。
And choose hope.
永远不要让负面的思想来辖制你的生命。
Do not let negative thoughts control your life.
你要选择盼望。
You need to choose hope.
你说为什么可以选择盼望呢
？Why can we choose hope?
因为我们是有神应许的人啊。
Because we have God's promise.
特别是神今年给我们一个非常重要的应许。
Especially God has given us this very important promise.
神给我们一个新的恩膏在我们身上。
God has given us this new anointing.
是多结果子的恩膏。
And fruitfulness anointing.
你还记得去年十月康麦克牧师在我们的主日崇拜的时候为我们做一个祝福的祷告。
Do you remember when Pastor Mike Cornell was here and last October when he prayed and blessed our church?
他特别用了这个创世纪四十九章二十二节的话来祝福。
And、so he used Genesis chapter 49 verse 22.
他这里说约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
So Joseph is a fruitful vine, near a spring whose branches climb over a wall.
我们看见多结果子的恩膏是神所给我们。
And so be fruitful is an anointing that God has given us.
这个泉旁是什么呢
？And next to a well, what does it mean?
这个泉是圣灵的泉源。
And so this spring is talking about the spring of the Holy Spirit.
泉旁是代表圣灵要给我们新的启示。刚才
Alan
讲的。
And next to a spring, telling that the God's going to give us new revelation. This is what Alan has told us.
神要给我们属灵的智慧跟能力。
God's going to give us spiritual wisdom and power.
我们看见这个新的恩膏，就神新的启示要临到在我们身上。
So the new anointing and bring forth new revelation.
多结果子代表什么
？And to bear more fruit, what does it mean?
多结果子是神应许要让我们赐下在我们生命中，我们的工作有果效。
So be fruitful means that in our life, that in our work, we can be really productive and effective.
你看见果子有果子表示有果效，你看见你工作的结果了。
So fruitful means that you are effective and also you can see the fruit of your labor.
第三个，探出墙外代表什么呢
？And what does it mean by the branch climb over a wall?
表示神要扩张我们的境界。
And talking about God's going to expand our territory.
进入新的领域里面。
And help us enter into new territory.
所以神要赐给我们多结果子的恩膏。
God's going to give us anointing for fruitfulness.
神要赐给我们新的启示。
And give us new revelation.
神要使我们的工作有果效。
And our work may be effective.
让我们向左向右能够扩张境界。
So that we can expand to the left and to the right.
Amen.
Amen.
所以准备好，今年你要来领受多结果子的恩膏。
So be prepared. This year you're going to receive this anointing to bear more fruit.
今年是多结果子的一年。
So this year is a fruitful year.
Amen. 跟你们说，今年是多结果子的一年。
Tell them this year is a fruitful year.
也许说，牧师啊，这个多结果子恩膏真的会临到在我身上吗
？Pastor, can this fruitful anointing come upon me?
我告诉你，领受恩膏有两个很重要的原则。Okay?
And two principles to receive anointing is very important principles.
第一个很重要的原则
，first very important principle，
要心里相信啊。
You need to believe in your heart.
你需要凭信心领受。
So you need to receive by faith.
你要相信这个恩膏是神为你预备的。
You need to believe that this anointing is what God has prepared for you.
这个恩膏不但只给整个教会的
，This anointing not just for the whole church，
不是给牧师的
，Not just for the pastor，
不是给同工的
，Not just for the co-worker，
这个恩膏是给你的
，But this is for you，
你自己一定要从心里相信这件事情
，So you need to believe in your heart this is for you，
第一件事情
，First thing，
就好像当年摩西带领派了十二个探子到这个迦南地去窥探那地
，This is Moses when he sent in the 12 spies to spy the land。
你还记得当时十二个探子回来两种报告吗
？And 12 spies came back and two reports。
第一个报告说，那边的人是巨人啊，我们不可能的。
And first group said, "Oh, they have giants in that land."
第二个报告说，哦，这是神的应许之地，我们必然得到这地。
Second group, this is the promised land. We're going to receive this land.
请问这两个报告哪个是报告是对的正确的
so, let me ask you which report is correct
哪个报告是对的
which one is correct
这两个报告都是对的
actually both are correct
因为只要你相信不可能就是不可能
if you believe that this is impossible then it is impossible
如果你相信这神应许之地必然得到你就必然得到
if you believe that this is the promised land that you will receive it then you shall receive it
amen很简单，你相信不可能，就真的不可能。
Simply, if you believe this is impossible, then it is impossible.
但你相信是神的应许
，If you believe this is the promise of God,
这必定成就。
Then you will get it.
所以我们看见今天你需要从心里相信，非常重要一件事情。
First of all, you need to believe in your hearts.
这恩膏是为你预备的。
This anointing is for you.
否则就你就不可能得着。
And then you will not receive it.
第二个
Second.
一定要有行动的配合嘛。
Then you need to accompany with action.
你不可能只是心里相信而已。
Not just believe in your heart.
你要在行动上积极的配合神。
You need actively work with God by action.
你还记得当在圣经里面讲到以利亚准备被神接到天上去的时候
？The Bible talking about when Elijah before he was taken up to heaven.
以利沙渴望得着以利亚的恩膏。
Elijah wanting to get the anointing of Elijah.
他就紧紧跟随以利亚。
So he followed Elijah closely.
从基甲到伯特利。
From Gilgal to Bethel.
从伯特利到耶利哥。
From Bethel to Jericho.
从耶利哥到约旦河边。
Jericho to the River Jordan.
紧紧的跟随。
Follow closely.
每到一个地方都发现旁边都有门徒在问嘛。
So whenever he come to a place, people, the disciples will ask him.
哎，以利沙，你知道你师父要离开你吗
？Oh, Elisha, you know that your master going to leave you.
意思是，哎，你得到没有
？And meaning is to say that have you received it?
你得到恩膏没有
？Have you received the anointing?
以利沙怎么回答呢
？What did Elisha said?
以利沙永远回答说，哎，我知道。
Elisha just said, I know.
但是不要作声。
But be quiet.
意思是什么
？What does it mean?
就是还没得着了。
Have not received that yet.
但不要打扰我 ，OK？
Don't disturb me.
不要作声，不要打扰我。
Be quiet. Don't disturb me.
我要紧紧跟随。
I will follow closely.
我们看见一次两次什么都没到，以利沙还是紧紧跟随，紧紧跟随。
So、again and again, he did not receive the anointing yet. Yet he continued to follow closely.
如果换了我们，可能两三次我们就放弃了。
If it is for us, maybe one or two times that we give up.
但是以利沙却继续不断的跟随。
But Elisha continued to follow.Elijah.
至终他得着加倍的恩膏。
At the end, he received this double portion of anointing.
很多时候，我们常常比较注意到以利沙得到加倍的恩膏。
Many times we just pay attention on Elisha receiving double portion of anointing.
我们却忽略了，是因为他有加倍的渴慕。
And we just neglect that he has this double portion of longing.
他有加倍的渴慕，所以他得到加倍的恩膏。
Because if he double portion of a longing, and therefore he received the double portion of anointing.
同样，今天我们不但要心里来相信神赐给我们这样新的恩膏。
Similarly, we need to believe in our hearts that God has given us this anointing.
而且我们从心中渴慕。
Then also we need to long from our hearts.
我们要追求。
We need to seek.
跟随。
And follow.
直到我们得着这恩膏为止。
Until we receive this anointing.
Amen.
Amen.
不但你要得着。
Not only you will receive that.
我也要得着。
I want to receive that too.
我们的小组也要得着。
Our cell group need to receive that.
中文部要得着。
Mandarin congregation need to receive that.
New Wave 要得着。
New Wave.
Youth 要得着。
And the youth.
Children 要得着。
And the children.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今年要一同领受这个多结果子的恩膏。
So this year we need to receive this anointing for fruitfulness.
所以今天晚上我们要同心合意抓住神的应许。
So tonight we need to really take hold of God's promise.
我们向神来呼求。
We need to cry out to God.
真的让神多结果子的恩膏降临在我们中间。
So that His anointing for fruitfulness will come upon us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.